family is like a big aspect to you. You give us an introduction of your whole family, like when we come into the class. I know every student's not easy to like get along with, and relationships don't come as easy with every student. So how is that for you as a teacher?
I heard a quote the one time that kind of puts it in perspective for me, that sometimes some students let me care about them more than other students do. And the students that let me care about them as a teacher, then I'm able to invest more in that student. You get more out of that relationship. And then you become a very intimate family in a very positive sense.
Definitely, like on Friday nights, we would meet your wife and you would tell us about your parents. And like when they were in the hospital, we were all upset. And when you had to go to their doctor's appointment, all that stuff, like it wouldn't only just affect you, it would affect all of us. So it was definitely like a very big family aspect, even if everybody in the classroom wouldn't get along, like you know.
Yeah, it's almost like the brother-sister thing. The brother-sister like to pick on each other, mm-hmm. You know, but somebody else tries to pick on a brother.
Yeah.
Now we have an issue here, right? If an outsider comes in. The other thing about that is you have to remember that my wife really makes good brownies.
Great brownies. So football games would come Friday nights, and I don't remember who we were playing, but it was an intense game. And you were going crazy. I remember that. And me and Shanisha, we were just standing there. We were like, wow, Doc's really into this game. You were you almost ran onto the field like a coach. We were just laughing. I think that's one of my favorite memories.
If you're not passionate about what you do, then you're not going to be very good at it. And I think that it's important to control your emotions and all that and act like a mature person. But it's just like if you don't know that I care about you, you're not going to care about what I have to say. If that athlete doesn't understand that that athletic trainer cares about them, then they're not going to respond very well either. So you've got to have knowledge, but you have to have passion too.
I feel like that is true because, you know, I call you my grandpa, like not only because you have gray hairs, but also because I feel like, you know, me personally, I never met my grandparents. So when you say that you helped me mature and you see me grow up, like I do take that serious because I have never met my grandparents. When I graduate, I'm going to cry.
You will be missed too. But what you've got to also understand is you've got to invest in other people just like someone invested in you. And that would be one of the very, very highest compliments that you could pay to me, is that I cared for somebody else the way that Doc Brown cared for me.
I like that. I will take that and I will definitely remember it. It's nice having somebody there who's looking to see you like grow up positively, and just makes me happy.